These are our objectives for this session, and I want to make a caveat here in the beginning that we're going to be very, very basic, and I don't think there is a lot more family immigration on the program for the next couple of days. So let me do a shout out to a wonderful conference that's going to take place 2.5 days just on family immigration, advanced family immigration, in El Paso, November 4th and 5th, that the Catholic Legal Immigration Network is hosting, and it includes a trip to the American Consulate in Ciudad Juarez. So if you really get into this stuff and you haven't had enough after Jenna and I finish with you, then think about going to the clinic conference in El Paso. It's always very, very excellent. Okay, so introductory concepts is all we're going to be dealing with here, and introducing you to the family immigration process. We're going to talk briefly about adjustment of status and consular processing, and Jenna's going to go over some critical considerations for successfully doing family cases. Jenna's done a lot of family immigration since being at Catholic Charities, and I know she has a lot of tips that she'll share. And then some concluding thoughts about where family immigration is going. Okay. As Jackie said, family immigration is definitely the cornerstone of our immigration scheme. And that's not true for all countries around the world. Other countries might factor in family ties to a country as one factor amongst many, such as language skills for the country, education, job skills, college degrees, that sort of thing. But our system, thankfully, I think, because I think it really underscores that we care about families, and we think families are good for our country, is really the backbone of our immigration system is family immigration. And it allows U.S. citizens and lawful permanent residents to reunite with family members if they choose to do so.